Cecil Shorts in with me this morning on the 8th day of July. Cecil, we are 2.5 weeks away from training camp. We are all very fired up. Training camp battles. When you look at this football team, what stands out as the most interesting thing to watch starting that Thursday?
Well, I think, obviously, it's the offensive line situation. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Who's going to be your starting five? Because, if I'm not mistaken, OTAs, minicamp, they were moving to everybody around.
Everybody.
So you had no idea who they were thinking of, who's going to start here, who's going to start at guard, who's going to start at tackle. Would Titus Howard start at the left tackle, or he be the right? Are you going to have Davenport start? So it's going to be interesting. He brought in Khalil, who was a former first-round pick.
Yep.
So the most, I shouldn't say concern, but the most interesting battle, obviously, is the offensive line. What are you going to do? And I think they need to figure this out ASAP. I don't think you can wait on that. Because the communication that happens at the line of scrimmage, from the center to the quarterback, from the centers to the guard, from the guards to the tackle, is so crucial on a play-by-play basis. It's so crucial they understand how each other communicate, how each other work, that they can trust each other. So if you have multiple guys going in there and the communication is not, or is subpar, or you have a group of five that you know is going to be your starters, and they communicate and they're getting better and better and better, that's more protection for number four.
So when you say a quick decision, how do you make a quick decision with who's going to start? Because Matt Khalil, when he comes back in 2.5 weeks, he hasn't been on the field for one moment in a Texans uniform, like with other players. How exactly do you make a quick decision with that?
Well, what I'm saying is I think it should be done before week one of the season. That's okay, obvious. Right? So I'm saying through the preseason games, I think by week two of the preseason, there should be a solid five offensive linemen that you think are your guys. Okay. If that makes sense.
So basically, at some point before week one, figuring out.
At some point before week one. I don't want to be shuffling around week one. Okay, who are we going to keep? Who are we going to cut? Or what's going on? We're still shuffling pieces. No. These are my five.
Yep.
By the end of week two of preseason, these are my five. Let's get them moving.
I always wonder in these situations, just from the outside, because you've been in these training camps, you've been on these football teams. Like, how do these teams know? It sounds like the most simple, obvious question, but for a Matt Khalil, a guy who's been injured, he's been injury prone, he's been a disappointment in his NFL career.
Right.
How do you know if he's the top candidate at left tackle? Or let's go to the other side of the spectrum with Titus Howard. At what point do you know that Titus Howard can play left tackle in week one, like John McClain keeps saying he's going to play left tackle in week one? Like, I've been out of training camp for 10 years now. And for me, it's not easy to tell with the offensive linemen and how things are going. Like, that's not an easy thing for me to figure out. How do they know these things? Like, how do you know if Titus Howard is actually ready to start, let's say not even left tackle, but just start on the offensive line, period? How do you know that?
I think it starts with his preparation each and every day for practice. This how he takes care of his body. But how does he perform on a day-to-day practice against the ones? So when you go against JJ, when you go against Merciless, when you're going against certain blitzes that come your way, can he handle that? Can you handle that pressure situation in 2-minute drill? Can you handle different situations that Coach O'Brien will throw at you because he's big on situational football? How does he handle that and getting calls late? Or how does he communicate with his guard when he's on the right side or the left side? So I think those fall into if he's ready or not. Now, on top of that, to be honest, the younger guy will always get the nod over a Matt Khalil if the talent is equal, if that makes sense. So if it's equal, they will always give it to the younger guy.
Yeah.
Now, Matt, in my opinion, two things have to happen for him to start. He got to just blow away training camp. I mean, just absolutely kill training camp and preseason and really separate himself from Henderson and Howard. Or
what about Davenport? He's still in the mix.
Or Howard has to prove that he's not ready. So it's just too much for him. He can't handle the offense. He can't handle the play calling. He can't handle making adjustments on the fly. He can't handle, you know, he's just not ready for, you know, Cameron Jordan coming off that end week one. That's a big deal. Because he just signed a big deal, too.
Yes, he did. New contract.
Not too long ago. And that's going to be huge to have somebody that's there, whether it's, you mentioned Julian Davenport, because he's definitely in the mix. But for me, whether it's Davenport, Khalil, Henderson or Howard, you need to have, and I'm talking about all tackles right now, but you need to have your guys by week two of the preseason, your guys on paper, okay, these are my starting five.
Okay, so by week two, they need to know, all right, what the starting five is.
Week two of preseason, yes.
Week two of preseason, okay. Week two of preseason. And because you think about these first three games, everybody knows about the Saints on the road Monday night, but you come home to face Jacksonville. They have guys off the edge. Yeah, Ngakoue, Josh Allen, the pick.
I forgot about Josh Allen. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Calais Campbell, obviously more of an interior pass rusher, but we've seen in the last couple of years these guys can get after you. Then the next week, week three, you're facing the Chargers on the road in Los Angeles. So you're facing Bosa and Melvin Ingram. So it is not going to be easy to pass protect. It's never easy, but especially those first 3 weeks. So I think overall, you and I agree, looking at position battles, for me, the top position battles on this football team are all on the offensive line. Like, who starts everywhere, but especially at left tackle. That to me, is the top position battle.
Well, another intriguing battle for me is secondary, really the cornerback position. So you have a guy that you signed last year in Aaron Colvin, who didn't have a good year last year. I played with Aaron. I know his capabilities and what he can do. I think he'll have a bounce back year this year. But you have Bradley Roby on a one-year deal. You have Jonathan Joseph on one side. You have Colvin possibly playing the nickel. You just drafted Lonnie Johnson Jr.
Yep.
I wasn't too big on him coming in, but he has shown that he can play in minicamp and in OTA. So we'll see how that goes in training camp. But if Roby, who was inconsistent the last couple of years, if he doesn't play well, guess what? Lonnie Johnson's going to come in and play.
That scares me.
Lonnie Johnson's going to come in and play.
That terrifies me because I don't think that guy is ready. I think that's more of like a 2, possibly 3 year project.
Talking about Lonnie Johnson?
Lonnie Johnson,
I agree. I think just watching film on him, he's so long and so lanky, but he doesn't use it yet. He doesn't understand how to use that length to his advantage, if that makes sense. So, but the good thing about it, when you have a guy like Jonathan Joseph, who played the game for 25 years, however long he's been in the NFL.
Forever.
And still plays at a high level, you know what I mean? So having him, he'll be able to speed up the process for Lonnie Johnson, I think.
What I'm wondering, though, is just to push back on this, on the offensive line, clearly there's a big competition. Like, we don't know who's going to start at almost any of these spots. We think that Martin will be the center and Fulton will be the right guard. But but even that's not like 100% locked. With the secondary, what I'm struggling with is I don't know if I can look at any of these backups and feel like, based on what happens in training camp, and I mean in the practices or in the preseason games, I don't know if I can name any guys who I think are going to be competing to start for this football team. Because I look at these corners like, Lonnie Johnson to me is not starting. Bonamosi is a special teams guy. Xavier Crawford, Jermaine Kelly. I think your starters in the secondary, I think, are set. I think they're set with Gibson and Reed as your safeties, and then Joseph and Roby on the outside of corner, and then Colvin on the inside. I would be, barring injury, I would be very surprised if any of those five guys was not starting in week one. That's where I'm at.
I wouldn't be surprised if I think you need to watch the nickel. So I think Aaron Colvin and Buddy Calhoun. I'm not sure if Bodie will play the nickel here, but I think you need to keep an eye on that. He's a smaller guy, 5'9". Mason plays with the Browns in previous years. But you need to pay attention to that because Colvin, and that's my guy, but he's on the hot seat. After having a year like he did last year, where he battled injuries and he wasn't playing at a high level. And he had some good years in Jacksonville, but he played alongside, you know, A.J. Boye and Jalen Ramsey, two of the best in the game. So I would keep an eye on that nickel. And I would agree for the most part. You have your safeties position is pretty locked. I actually like the addition of Jaleel Adai. Jaleel Adai.
From the Chargers.
I love that addition for depth as far as safety. But the corner depth, I have to agree, is not as deep as you would like it, but I still think Roby is on a short leash.
Don't get me wrong. This secondary terrifies me. This cornerback group is as questionable a position group as you will find in the NFL. I'm that nervous about it. I'm that worried about it, but I'm just not sure. And you make a good point with Breann Body Calhoun. I think that's, of the backups, that's the one guy I could see being mixed in more because Colvin had such a shaky season last year.
Yeah.
I worry about the cornerback spot a lot on this football team. I'm just not sure if right now I see a lot of guys who can compete to start for this team this season. At this point right now, that's where I'm at on the cornerback. On the secondary, but really the cornerback group right now.
What's another, because you mentioned all of your position battles are on the offensive side of the ball, so give me another position group that you think will be a good battle.
Honestly, I was looking at this, and after the offensive line, and I'll throw tight end in here as well, more from a, I don't think it's a huge deal who starts, but more about, all right, who's playing? What's the playing time situation? Because I thought Jordan Thomas looked excellent during OTAs and minicamp, and I want to see that continue in training camp. I look at this team, and you can tell me if I'm wrong about this, Cecil. I don't see a lot of starting positions that are up for grabs. I don't see a lot of starting positions across the board, other than the offensive line and maybe the secondary. I think the starters, if these guys stay healthy, I think they're almost locks across the board.
Well, let's see. So your receivers, you got Hopkins and Fuller.
Yep.
And Kiki. Yeah.
Locks. All locks.
We said offensive line. Quarterback, you're a lock. Lamar Miller. You saying he's a lock at running back?
I think it's a lock.
Okay, so you go defensive side. You got Reader, Dunn, Watt.
I think there might be one position there up for grabs, which is the Brandon Dunn spot. Like, obviously, you have a ton of guys, Watkins and Amenihue, yeah. Angelo Blackson, who they somehow gave some actual money to. So I think there's probably one there. And then you go to the linebackers, and when Clowney gets back, McKinney, Cunningham, Merciless, I think all those guys are locks. And then safety, Deshaun Gibson and Reed, I think, are locks.
Yeah.
So I really don't think there are a ton of starting positions that are actually up for grabs in training camp.
So, yeah, I guess it's the offensive line. Now, I guess the position battles will be for the backup, for the depth.
I think so, too.
For the depth. Like, if you look at the receiver position, you got your big three in Hopkins and Fuller and Kiki, but now who's going to be your four and your five? Are you going to keep, like, DeAndre Carter, who's a smaller guy?
Good returner.
Good returner, but he can't really play outside. So, if you got Kiki, if he stays healthy, you wouldn't necessarily need a DeAndre Carter. Or you can go with Vincent Smith, Jester Way. It's going to be interesting. Johnny Dixon, I think, is somebody we need to keep an eye on.
From Ohio State.
From Ohio State. Rookie this year. Got paid pretty good for being an undrafted guy. I think he has an outside chance, a pretty good chance of making the team, special teams-wise, and can really make some plays down the field. So it's going to be interesting to see who can be a backup.
I agree with you. And that to me, is one of the bigger storylines. It's not as much necessarily the position battles, because I think the big deal there is the offensive line, maybe the secondary, but it's how the younger guys look and what the depth chart is going to look like and what the playing time is going to look like sort of across the 53-man roster.